I'm Denzel Dion.
And I'm Ricky Thompson.
And this is We Said What We Said, only on Spotify.
Woo!
Today we have a special guest. Special guest.
Yes! Our girl, Bratman.
Yes, that was so cool seeing that live.
Well, you know.
That's how we do. Oh my God, girl, you are here.
Thank you for having me.
Bratman, what's good?
Yes, what is not good? Oh my God, I just wrote a book. Just came back from Super Bowl. Our mother Rihanna performed.
Oh, you actually went?
Yeah, I was at the Super Bowl. Well, I wasn't playing, but
how was it live?
No, I wasn't playing.
It was cute live. I think it was... Girl, a little dramatic, but like I think it was cuter like on TV because we were
like
sitting
so far like up.
Yes, there. We didn't see her like rub her belly at all. So after the performance, all my cousins was like, "Is she pregnant?" I'm like, "Bitch, I didn't even see her rub her belly. Like she was too far to like really even see like a bump."
Mm-hmm.
And everyone was texting me, but it was good. Rihanna's Rihanna.
Yes, right.
How was Phoenix? Like, how was the Super? This is like the only year that I actually really got like some tickets and I couldn't go.
Yeah, but you were too busy being a designer yourself.
You know, yeah.
Yes, Denzel. No.
Did you talk about that already?
No. We haven't talked about my show. We haven't talked about anything. But no, because I just wanted to know, because like this was the year that I got invited to a lot of like Super Bowl stuff.
LA was so much fun.
Yeah. It was also around the same time as like there was a golf tournament also going on at my hotel. So it was like a lot of fucking straight white people, honestly. Oh. But you know how that goes.
Yeah. Yes,
my sir. Did you go to any like parties there? No?
I went to the Drake like pre-show before the game, and Christina Aguilera was there, Serena Williams was there.
Oh wow,
that's real cute. But no, that was kind of like the only party.
Yeah. I feel you. There's a lot going down in Arizona.
It was a lot going down.
Like for real. Oh my God, girl.
Bitch, Berman, it's so crazy, bitch. We've known you for so long.
Bitch, wait, you know
I literally grew up with y'all.
Yeah. I think I met Berman
first.
Yeah. Bitch, it's been years. It's been like 7 years.
Yes, VidCon days, bitch.
Oh, God.
Is that a forbidden word?
Right. Girl, it's been like 7 years. That's crazy.
That's insane, girl. And look, girl, I love because we all still here, girl.
We still here, girl.
We still here, girl. That makes you so
You know
happy.
So crazy? The talks I always had with you, I think I had a talk like that with Brett, because I remember it was 1 year Brett was like, "Oh my God, I'm not doing anything. Like, I'm getting tired. Like, people are going to forget me." And I was like, girl, no one can, like, replace you. Like, we always have those things. Bretman was tired, girl. Bretman was like, girl, no one's not going to know me next year. I'm going to be irrelevant. I'm like, bitch, you will never be irrelevant.
Hello, girl.
Never.
I think that was just, like, baby Bretman talking, I think, because I also was like, I live in an island, and so I like even just being scared of like being irrelevant is because at home no one gives a fuck. I don't feel famous at home, so I think that's where that was coming from. But I think over time, like as I gotten older too, I'm like, bitch, I'm already made my mark, girl. Like,
yeah,
I'm here to fucking stay. I could literally leave for a year and come back and still.
Honestly, a lot of girls
girls cannot do that.
A lot of girls cannot do that, girl. Period. A lot of girls cannot.
Some of the girls tried, and so.
Period. No, a lot of people really cannot do that, though. So that's actually still a blessing. So
literally.
How is social media then and now?
Yes, give us like the whole rundown.
I feel like you guys know as much as I do with social media, but oh my gosh, girl, speaking of VidCon, bitch, I like now that I'm older, like looking back, bitch, we were like prostitutes for them.
Working for free.
For free, bitch. For free. Meet and greets all
like,
day,
we were
everything.
Literal kids, like having to meet like 500 people in one day doing like panels. I was like, oh my God.
And
like,
all you get is a free hotel and a free
barely
pass.
That, girl.
If you even get that, girl.
If you got a girl, yes. Mm-hmm. That is insane, girl.
And now, like, the new generation's like being treated like kings and queens, girl. They had SZA performing for them. When the fuck did we have a SZA?
The thing is, though, that's what happens, like, in this industry or any industry. Like, when you're one of the first girls who opens the doors, the girls just rushing through.
We talk about this all the time.
Oh, we talk about this all the time. So it's
like, damn, girl.
So it's basically like, you know, you lay down the groundwork and, like, we're like the test dummies. So.
Yeah, we literally are.
Yeah, so when the girls see, like, things work and then everything is just easier for, like, the next one coming in because we've already done the hard work.
Damn.
Girls is all a part of the game, girl.
Damn, that's actually so sad to hear, no lie.
Damn,
girl. I know, right? It is
like that for musicians, actors. It's just always like that. People have to do this. Like, even for models. Yeah. Oh, I had to go through castings, bitch. Now you're just pretty. You get your work done. You have your followers.
Easy.
You're casted.
No. I also feel like it's so much easier to be, like, an influencer now.
Girl, right?
Which I mean, I wish I low-key hate, but...
We had to literally, like...
I feel like we were like our own like inspos. Like I had nobody to look up to.
For sure.
In
yeah,
the social
yeah,
media world. Like we did our own thing.
We did our own thing. I don't I don't like low-key hate, but it's just that everyone is an influencer now.
Great,
before it was like, oh my god, y'all so cool. Like we want to do that, but we can't do it.
And it's so easy to blow up now, which I also appreciate. But girl, back then we literally were like fighting on top of each other to go viral, girl.
The girls had to do crazy shit to go viral.
Girl, you tell a girl everything, girl. Damn.
Wow. That's just it is with the times.
That is.
So being on social media then and now, like, do you like TikTok? Do you like the new apps? Like
I appreciate the new apps. I think it's interesting. Also, like I feel like because there are so many influencers now, I feel like there's more diversity now. I'm seeing so many more Asian people in the industry, like Black people in the industry as well. And that's really fun, I think. Yeah. But also just like seeing the impact of like men in makeup as well. Like I'm seeing so many little boys wear makeup now. I think that's fucking awesome. I think that's pretty cool. But bitch, y'all taking my coin.
That's like, girl, it's too much talent to go around. So the money is getting spread over. But I feel like companies and stuff are starting to see like who has numbers, who actually has influence. Because numbers does not equal influence. You know, so it's just two different things.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That is true.
Now, you know, the girls talk about social media, girl. We always used to talk about, you know, relationships.
We
have to get into it.
Oh, we know.
Because we've known you for so long.
I know.
We've known who you with, not with. We always have these talks. Uh-huh. I think we was there when you had your first situation.
First one, yeah. That's my only one.
Who's
actually
the only one, girl?
Yes, girl.
No other pieces on the side, child. Period.
Yes. Hey, daddy. No, I just had that one Latino boy. I wrote about him in my book because...
You had to. He was a big part of your life.
He was. I mean, your first love is always a big part of your life. But girl, I did not know this bitch was going to like hex me.
What do you mean?
I wanted to go see a healer after Fashion Week because I was...
You are so... Hold on. Let's pause. You are so into that healing shit.
I am.
You love all those different people telling you your
future. Girl,
you had
lived it, girl. You were reading homegirl's palm and shit. I was literally, like, oh my God.
Oh my God. I forget I be reading y'all's palms sometimes, bitch. That's crazy.
With you.
But she literally told me, she was like, there's a man that's like holding your heart chakra. And literally when she said that, it made so much sense because a year after he broke up with me, I literally could not make any connection with like any man. Like Miss K, who's my assistant, would always tell me like, bitch, that guy was flirting with you. And I would never fucking know because I just like was not looking for that. And I think like, yeah, he just did a love spell on me.
So how did you get out of it?
I didn't.
You still have the hex on you?
Bitch, I'm a virgin. Like literally ever since he left me, I haven't done anything fun since that. Literally, I think.
Girl, that was so long ago, girl.
Yeah, I'm a nun now, y'all.
Oh, y'all, you just like me.
Yeah.
Girl, she's a lie.
Me when I lie.
A nun where, girl? What?
No, girl.
I'm not a nun.
I'm a nun. I make some mistakes.
Girl.
But, you know.
Wait, so how do you get the hex off? You can't?
She told me that, like, because while I was in her table, she said that my grandma showed up as well. And she said that my grandma basically let it happen because I needed to fall in love with myself. And then when she said that, it also made so much sense because when he had left me, like my relationship with myself like changed. Like I moved out of my house and then my career, I started growing out my hair. Like my career like literally just like turned 360 and I started my MTV show. We were getting like our magazines left and right covers. And I got into like the fashion industry a little bit more and started writing my book. Like so, to be honest with you, like, I think my grandma just, like, let it happen because she knew that I needed to fall in love with myself. And, like, because she knew that I was going to, like, try to, you know, hoe around again.
Yeah.
Like, no, because you're into something, girl. You're into something, bitch. You was over here speaking about marriage. Blah, blah, blah. I'm like, girl, slow down.
Yeah, I was. You guys know I was in love.
I was like, girl, calm down. He's like, my man, does everything. Blah, blah, blah. I'm like, girl, just take it easy day by day.
Why do I remember y'all coming over to my apartment, like, 2018?
Girl.
And I'm like, this is him.
I said, ooh, so fine, girl.
He was cute.
But that's what just shows you, like, looks is just looks.
Looks are looks, girl.
You know, anybody can look cute, but it's just really more so the person.
But it's also crazy how, like, someone, it could be, literally look like a supermodel, and, like, they're the most insecure people.
Oh, the most
They're the most
honestly.
Insecure. The most hottest people.
They're
really
the worst
the most
person
insecure.
To date, too,
yes.
Girl. It's stressful. Because they mess when they, like, throw their insecurities on you and make you feel bad about
yourself. He didn't like when people asked me for pictures. And if you really think about who's asking me for pictures, it's girls. So it's like, why the fuck would I...
I know, but it's the insecure. It's like, oh my God, why not me too? Yeah.
But you know, it was always so smart though, too. And I always told you, but you never showed his face. That was the best.
So good.
That was the best thing you could ever do.
Yeah,
the best thing.
Good. And I feel like I'm gonna keep doing that with.
That's what you have to do. You have to do that. The girls like to get happy. I know, like you know, in post, but like the back of the head is fine. A hand is fine.
Yeah.
Because the like. Not like speaking into like bad existence, but like you would never want to be posted up on social media with your partner and then you guys break up and you guys start seeing like your pictures being used for goals or.
Yeah.
Like you never see that.
That's, I feel like also, you know, when people, you know, when we're getting relationships, whatever, I feel like all the bitter girls want to mess up and try to fuck it up.
Oh, for sure. And I don't know. Way. Like, and bitch, they be detectives, bitch.
Detectives, girl.
You can post a finger and they know.
Got him, y'all. Got him. And they bring skeletons out the closet, yes. Which I did not need to know. Yeah, girl. No. Yeah, no face, okay. It's period.
That's crazy. But since you said you talked about him about in your book, what is your book about?
Okay, so I wrote a book. It's called You're That Bitch and Other Cute Lessons About Being Unapologetically Yourself.
Oof, that's a hot.
Girl, that's a long
it's a handful, girl.
A mouthful, girl.
It's about the first quarter of my life. It's basically just like ripped off pages from my journal. I kept a journal ever since I was a senior. And it just covers a bunch of stories and lessons that I learned, like how I lost my virginity at Disneyland and I... painted on accident.
He told us.
Wait, yes.
What happened?
Literally.
That's a Disneyland bitch.
Bitch, yes. I was at
Disneyland. Did I come to the hotel?
Yes.
Girl, wait.
Oh my God, I forgot y'all were literally there the next day.
Bitch, Bremen was like, bitch, I did it for the first time. I said your first time. You don't remember anything, bitch. I remember vividly, bitch.
I remember going into the hotel room.
Girl, we talked to all. And that's exactly what Bremen said. Bremen was like, I painted. Yes.
Wait, Ricky, and that's when we bonded about the fact that you're like, I could never date someone, or I could never fuck someone with a big dick. And because I was telling you, his dick was literally folded.
Yes,
like,
we had this whole conversation. Girl,
I was nervous,
girl.
Girl. At Disneyland, girl.
At the Anaheim.
At the Anaheim situation.
There we go. Wow.
Girl, at the churro stand and all. I met him at the churro stand. Bitch. And yeah, I wrote about that. I wrote about my dad's funeral and like all of my fans showing up in the Philippines. That was traumatic.
How was that?
It was a lot, bitch. I didn't even know. Well, I know it's famous back home, but like I didn't know people were like keeping tabs of where like where my dad was getting buried. But like people like showed up. It was like full on like meet and greet. Like imagine just like crying and like, so you know how at the end of like the ceremony, everyone goes in a line and look at the dead body and like the family's on the side of the coffin. Bitch, it was like just cameras of people just being like, condolences.
Are you serious?
And then can I have a picture?
Girl,
I've been so heartbroken that happened to
you. It was so, and then people were like tweeting that I was rude to them because I didn't want to take pictures. And I was like,
I hate when people say
you're showing up at my dad's funeral is rude already, bitch. So
I hate that.
Yeah. And then on top of that, like going back to my ex, bitch, he was like breaking up with me the day I buried my dad. So it was like such a fucking like.
What sign was your ex?
Capricorn,
oh. Girl.
You know,
girl, yeah, y'all be like that, y'all. Like,
we are real. Cold girls.
Y'all be like that.
Yeah.
Damn, I remember that moment. I felt so bad when all that went down on social media. I was like, oh my God, girl, I feel so bad, girl. I couldn't hug you, girl, if you over there all across the sea.
You're
girl.
So cute. No.
But I felt so bad. Oh.
It was, I think, like, now I feel like I could joke about it, but at the time I was like, damn, like, I actually low-key like felt so famous. I was like, well
girl, hello.
Yeah. I was like, I'm really one of those girls.
Period. So wait, on your book, so this is like all like your journal entries?
Just not all of my journal entries. It's a lot of just like lessons. That
okay.
Like, because if I put all my journal stuff in here, bitch, it would be like a Bible.
Encyclopedia. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, period.
Yeah, so half of the book is like a story and the other, at the end of every chapter, it kind of brings it back to the reader and kind of like tells them how they apply my story to theirs. Mm-hmm. And like,
so do you talk about like how, like, you know, how, you know, you've made friends in this
how
industry?
How to make friends in the industry, and then, like, you know, how I kind of like, you know, rebranded myself.
I was about to say, because you're in a different industry, but you're a beauty bitch.
Yeah,
I started at beauty.
That's
what
I'm saying, exactly. Beauty, you know, that's a whole different...
If there's anything I'm thankful for the pandemic, it's like showing me that I didn't need to stay in beauty. Because at the pandemic, I was reviewing like coconut water, cereals. I was doing like science videos and all that stuff.
But she was the only person who could do things like that.
Yeah.
Right. But I think I needed like pandemic to like show me that. Because like after that, and then I sold my show to MTV. And I was like, damn, I really do not have to stay on the phone.
Mm-mm.
Like, we could take this shit to Spotify.
Period.
Period. Right? No, because that's what it is, that we always talk about that. Like, just the whole just doing the same videos is so annoying. No. Especially year after year. Yeah. Growing up, doing the same fucking shit.
I'm sure people still tell you guys, like, oh, I miss your YouTube videos.
Girl, the thing is,
I didn't delete them. They're there.
I applaud you for doing a rebrand like that. Because, girl, let me tell you right now, it's so hard to rebrand. Honestly, it really is. It's so hard. I be trying to rebrand all the time, child. It's never worked.
You rebranded.
I rebranded, but it's like, oh, we missed the old Ricky. And I'm like, okay, whatever. Mm-hmm. But I try to, like, tie it in. But, no, what you did was amazing, girl.
Thank you.
I live. Wow, girl.
So, your book, is it giving New York Times bestseller?
It is already.
Yeah.
Are you writing?
No. For me to come out with a book, I'd rather come out with like a documentary.
Girl, right.
I'm one of those people.
Or like a look coffee book.
You
like,
know, yeah.
Like annoyed look book.
That's cute.
Yeah, but the whole book, I applaud you. How long did it take you to like put everything together?
I started this in 2020.
Oh,
like
okay.
The end of 2020, I would say like November. And so it was really fun. I think what I learned about the most about like writing books is like the process of it. Like you have to literally write a proposal, then you go to like all the publishing, then they bid for it, and then you do your first, second draft, all that, and you editor, cover shoot, and then press runs.
And then you have to reread your book now to make sure.
Oh my God,
that's that part for me. We have to reread.
So I had to do an audible for this book, and it took 4 fucking days. And I was in town for like 8 from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. just like reading the book. On the third day, I finished. And then they go, oh, okay, now time for the UK version.
Do I read this
in a fucking English accent?
That's what I said. You had to change your accent.
Imagine, you're that bitch, love.
No, but did you make one like in a Philippine version?
No, I didn't, but...
Well, how many pages is it?
It's 200,
woo,
200 yes. pages, but bitch, it's like MLA format double space, girl.
Oh, we live.
She said we have to make her stretch.
MLA format double space.
Bitch, it's an easy read. Girl.
Yeah,
damn.
And it's like low-key a picture book too. But I will say, like, if you're not a reader, like, just put me on, get the Audible version, and just like, it's like 7 hours, and it's cute. It's like a podcast. Wow.
Oh my gosh, girl. Well, congratulations on that, Miss Mama.
Thank you. Yes.
So now we have the book. What's next?
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
What do you want to do?
I am starting, let's just say I'm not working out for nothing.
I knew it was coming, girl.
But I wanted to focus on other aspects of entertainment. Like, fitness is one thing, but I think, I want to start acting and, I am looking to write more shows and stuff like that. And I think I want to do like a comedy special one of these days for like Netflix or an HBO number.
That'd be cute.
Just like, I don't know. I think I just want to like tackle like the entertainment industry and whatever that fucking means. Mm-hmm. Like, I already wrote a book. I already am like working on my own podcast as well. Mm-hmm. And so like, just getting myself
in there,
girl.
That's exciting, though, girl.
In
the entertainment industry, girl. Yeah. Mm-hmm. See, on it to be, girl.
How is it writing your show? Because, bitch, me and Ricky.
Yeah, girl, I want to know because, okay, watching your show is like, wow, girl, this is so put together so well. Us trying to write a show, girl.
Bitch, I can do it, bitch, but I can't do all the work. It's Ricky, bitch.
Yeah, I'm like, how do I do it?
Because I'm
not a girl to plan.
He's not the planner. Like, I could write down the tree and write down the show. We went to UCB and took a writing class, and Ricky was like, girl.
The guy was like, you know, the people in here, we are not actors, we're not stars or writers. So I said, well, got to get up. So yeah, how do you do it?
I think I'm more of a pitcher than a show writer right now. Cause like when I pitched my show to MTV, I was 18. I don't know why I keep talking about VidCon, bitch, but it was like at a VidCon convention.
Because that was the thing at the time, though.
Yeah, that's where you were pitching shows.
You know what I'm saying?
The only place where you could like, people go. Take you seriously as an influencer at the time.
Mm-hmm.
But I pitched it at when I was 18, and then pandemic happened, and then like honestly, I just pitched my life and they took care of the rest.
Mm-hmm.
But the show that I feel like I'm kind of proud of, like that I helped writing and producing, was my 30 Days Until with YouTube, where I like survived in the wilderness.
Yes. When you came up, I said, oh yes, different.
Yeah,
yes,
that was really fun. But I'm more of a pitcher right now. But like, I think I am working on like a show that I'm writing. But I have nothing to say about that yet. I can't say shit about that yet.
I love that, though. I love when things are in the works. It's like, we can talk, about it, but like it's there. Yeah, but like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's crazy. That's very fab.
That is so fab.
So you said you wanted to get more into acting. Do you want to be like a reality show host? Do you want to really want to act like script with a different name?
Oh, for sure. I am not... Bitch, I cannot host for shit. Because I
no?
don't... I don't
you
give
do so
a
well,
fuck.
Though.
I mean, I feel like
you
know,
don't eat it up.
Thank you. Host in that... Because when I think host, I think about like... Like when I used to do like red carpet interviews when I
that's
did it for
girl,
the
that's
first
the worst.
Time,
girl,
I was
don't
like,
you hate
I
those
fucking
girl.
Hate asking
what
you're wearing.
What are you
today.
Wearing?
You know, I always turn those.
Girl, tell me ask what are you wearing, but they walk past.
Yeah, and like knowing us, we're like, what are you wearing and why?
I'm like, ooh,
why?
So you want like a full character?
I would love like one of my biggest goals, honestly, is to be a superhero. I would love to be a superhero one day and like in the Marvel universe. Maybe I'm already working on that. Who knows?
Period. I could see you as like a cute little psychic.
Like a super they.
Oh,
you know?
Cute.
Not a Superman, not a Superwoman, but a super they.
Not a super they. I've never heard that before.
Yes,
that's crazy. I've never asked a super they.
Super they. Super they them. No. Yeah. Just like a new name, new me. I just want to see if I can. If I suck, bitch, I'll stick my ass to social media.
That's
I just literally want to dabble in it. Like, I just want to say, like, I want to cross that off my list.
I mean, you've
like,
done it. You was on Proud Family, no?
Girl, you're Proud Family. That like, is so fast.
Voice acting was fun. That's different, though. You
girl, that was cute, girl. Yeah, girl, you're still on. Girl, I saw it.
Yeah,
I watched it. Yes,
yeah,
she's still
that
there.
Was fun. And I love how I shot that. Like, I shoot that, like, in Hawaii. And, like, I just go to, like, a sound studio. Mm-hmm. And I'm in, like, the... They zoom me in and it's fun. Also, the audition process for that was also like really interesting because I didn't even know I was auditioning. I just met with the writers.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think they wanted me to pitch a show, like a cartoon show. But the writer like really just like loved my voice and was like, oh, we have this character in like the new season called Makeup Boy. Sebastian Boyle is his name, I think. And they literally made the whole character just based on me. And I think because, what are they called? The animators? The drawers? The people who makes the thing. He is like an Asian man. And he also like, I think just had won an Emmy at the time. And like,
yeah.
It just made sense.
Yeah,
it made sense.
It really works.
It made sense.
Oh, it's cute, girl. I was like, yes, sister, I see you, girl.
It's
fun.
That's fab. I love that for you. And also, I wanted to ask, you have... Like when we first met you, you only had like one niece. Now you have like two nephews.
Yes.
Girl.
My sister, girl.
And I live for her because she's me.
Fertile she AF.
Let me tell you something. If I can be able to bear children, I'd be her too. I'm not even going to hold you. You know how bad I want children.
You want children so bad, though.
I do. How is it being like the fab uncle?
Yes.
I fucking love it, you guys. And you guys have sisters too.
Yes.
You guys are not uncles yet, right?
No.
Not yet.
I'm waiting. Mine's gonna be soon. I know.
Do you think it is?
Yeah,
Carson
sure.
has a man?
Yes, girl.
Word.
3 years, girl.
Oh,
she thinks she's gonna get engaged the end of this year.
My sister says she's not having kids anytime soon. So I'll be waiting, girl.
She looks so good on your I love that she finished your show. Not what is it? Not the
close.
Close the show.
Thank you.
Love.
That's your
show. Yeah.
Speaking of my sister being fertile, this bitch wants 8 fucking kids. So
I can see that for her.
We made a deal that like by her 5th kid, I think Cleo will be around 18. So I'm gonna like probably adopt Cleo. She don't need 8.
Oh
yeah, so
I'll adopt her. She's already gonna be 18.
I mean, not adopt her, but like I would love to like live with her and like her like guardian. Mm-hmm. Like I don't know if she wants to like dabble in this industry.
She
but,
looks
like,
just like you. You would have thought that she came out of your coochie.
I know. And like she FaceTimes me every night. Like her mom bought her a phone so she could FaceTime me. But yeah, Miss Princess, 3rd baby. She has another boy, and he's I think 3 months now.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, girl.
Oh, girl.
Her.
Girl, that is so
then
cute.
Then stop looking at me.
Because I know your house is crazy. You know what's so crazy, too? Me and Ricky, every time we travel, we always say we're going to go to Hawaii to go
girl,
see
girl, what
you.
Is it like up
there?
Yeah,
asking,
I swear.
And you've been asking us for years. I just feel like Hawaii, to me, is going to be a very
it's her.
Zen.
I want
to
go.
I'm sorry. I'm not into Zen. It looks like y'all don't party.
At all.
We don't.
I'm sorry.
Girl.
I'm not going down there to talk
really
to Roxy.
I wouldn't even know where to take y'all at night. Like, that's what I'm scared.
We'll
like,
find a place.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Like, I don't surf. I'm not into the whole chilling by the beach. beach and watching the water and talk to rocks.
You guys grew up in a volcano, right?
I'm not that girl.
Yeah, like.
And Hawaii is a very zen place. I feel like you go there to like collect your chakras and really be one with God.
Yeah, no, for sure.
I'm not in that stage of my life yet. You know what I'm saying? The girls want to still have fun, and that's why I don't go to Hawaii because it's just far too. But not really. It's close to us. Right?
I feel like when you have your Hawaii arrow, you have a calling. When you need a grounding moment,
I have to go there. We have to at least go there one time this year. Yeah, I need to do it this year.
And I love when you guys go vacation because, bitch, I know y'all be going off. Like,
yeah,
I know
girl,
y'all
party.
Shot when you go vacation, bitch. Like,
yeah, when we go on vacation, it's
getting wet in your club.
Literally.
We just going to just party with different people, meet new people. But I feel like Hawaii would be cute. A lot of people from LA have been going there recently.
And my favorite ones were when you guys went. Was it Tulum? And when you were wearing like that cute little ensemble?
Oh my God, Tulum was everything, girl. We ate that.
Y'all's outfits were so good.
Thank you.
Playing that shit too, girl.
And I love your outfits when you guys went up to Tahoe too. Bitch, I'm such a fan. But you guys, like your Chanel numbers when you guys went to Tahoe.
We went to Norway?
Yeah. Oh, was it Norway? I think you guys did like an episode talking about that trip too and how like horrible
we did not
it was.
Go to Norway, girl. That's another.
You know, so funny. Let me tell you something. It was so crazy because it was my birthday. And I was like, you know what? Let's meet. I said I need snow pictures, right? And then, girl, we didn't even go to fucking Norway. Where did we go?
We went to Aspen.
But I did not want to be that bitch. I said, we can't be regular bitches, so we need to change the location to Norway.
Norway, the girls are shit, bro.
Everybody thought we was an Oslo, bitch. It was so crazy. And the one was funny, too. Ricky would post. I'm like, no, bitch, you can't post because it's the morning time in Norway, bitch. We need to wait. It was just horrible. Try to keep up with that line, girl.
I love
awful,
it.
Girl, that was rough crowd. You know me, girl. I can't lie, chat. Uh-uh.
Ricky's like, yeah, we're here in Norway. This is where I'm going to see outside. We're like, no.
So I was like, I've seen this area before. I'm like, uh-uh. No. We see other people did it. A lot of people do that shit. Do you know that?
Oh, no, I for sure.
That was the first last time I ever lied about going to a place. I said, yeah, bitch. My friend's like, oh, my God, yeah, I used to ask. I said, no, Norway.
No way. No way.
Yeah. Have y'all even been to Norway?
No.
I hate y'all.
No, we never been to Norway. I just felt like it would be just cute because it's like, damn, bitch, I really went to Norway. Who does that?
Dude,
nobody.
Dude, girl, that's oh, God, girl. They thought we were traveling like that, girl.
Did you travel during the pandemic?
Yeah.
No. Girl, I was happy staying my fucking cute ass at home, honestly.
How is it being at home? I feel like you're so isolated, girl.
It is, and it's very much just like what I need, honestly.
You just lie there by yourself, too, right? You just there by yourself?
I stay by myself, and like my assistant comes to work with I have 5 dogs, 44 chickens.
Damn, girl.
44?
Girl, yeah, but if my HOA is watching, I only have 20, bitch.
I'm dead,
bitch, they wrote me a letter, and I was like, you're only allowed 20 chickens. I'm like, who's gonna fucking come here and count?
How do you raise a chicken?
Huh?
How do you raise a chicken? Like, they're just...
I just went to the fucking pet store one day and I was
you just bought them?
Wrap those up. I want those. And then I think I just had to, like, figure it out. But also, I grew up in the Philippines and I was, like, raised by, like, a lot of fighting cocks all the time. So, I was always surrounded by them.
So, you're gonna get, like, more animals? I mean, like, pigs and...
I think I'm done with, like, my... Bitch, it's giving... My house is giving Farmville, bitch. Like,
I was gonna say, you 5
bitch,
dogs?
They gave me an acre and I said, bet, bitch. Like, I'm gonna fill it up. But,
period.
No, I think I'm done for now. I do have 5 dogs, but I don't like the number 5. So I think I'm going to wait to adopt another one.
I'm saying 7. I just love the number 7.
That's a lot of fucking dogs.
I'm not saying get 7 dogs. I just love the number 7, girl.
Wait, do you still have your Frenchie?
I have my Frenchie and I have my lab. I have 2 dogs.
Yes.
I do want like 2 more, but that's when I get a house.
Yeah.
I want a dog so bad, girl. I just, oh my God.
You know,
it's a
Ricky,
lot of work, girl.
Ricky can't do dogs.
Girl.
You know, it's my
Aren't
patient.
You like allergic to everything, Ricky?
I am, but
we
got to
talk about...
Oh my God. Y'all, let's talk about this story, okay? Yeah,
girl.
Let's go this, girl. When Bretman saw me have a
I almost
reaction.
Watched this bitch die.
It was right after what? It was after
DragCon. And I dragged you there, so I felt like more.
Yeah, are you like a bitch come
guilty.
Okay. Yeah, girl, I drank that smoothie, girl. And I was like, does that milk in it? No. Does that milk in it? No. I took one sip, bitch. I remember I was so embarrassed to go to your bathroom. I said, is your bathroom downstairs?
And our other friend at the time went with you.
I called you too.
I wasn't there.
Yeah, I called you. You couldn't pull up.
Girl, I'm not a doctor.
Yeah.
Girl, but it's, you're you and you have seen me have allergic reaction. Nobody else has seen me have it. It's actually insane. It's scary.
He turns into a goblin.
No, you're like Like, you, I never met someone who's like, actually, like, I feel like when people are like, I'm deathly allergic, they're being dramatic. But right, you are actually, like, deathly allergic.
Like, if I don't get to the hospital very quickly, like, oh my God. I remember that night, though. And I remember we went to the hospital, and the hospital was closed. And I fainted, and I woke up in the bed, girl. I don't know how that's possible. Yeah, girl. Yeah, no dairy for me, girl. Damn, I forgot you experienced that, girl.
Bitch,
we experienced a lot of things. I'm trying to figure out what's my favorite Bretman moment.
We have so many memories, bitch. It's like childhood. Bitch. I literally grew up with y'all.
Damn, we did, girl. We did. I think my favorite is Coachella.
Oh my God.
Coachella, our first Coachella.
That was the number one lesson I learned last year, which was technically our third Coachella together. Mm-hmm. And like, I barely got to spend it with them. And that's when I knew this year, I'm going to be stuck like glue to y'all. Yes! I don't give a fuck.
I'm sorry. The way we do Coachella is
it's different.
You guys just know Coachella. Like, the back of your hand. Like,
girl,
it's just a fun time.
Yes, girl.
Girl, we literally had a time, girl.
No, actually, we've done Coachella. Mm-hmm. Coachella, what?
Especially
Coachella.
Our first Coachella together. I feel like I'm always, like, chasing that Coachella every time I go to Coachella. Like,
all right, so you are going to Coachella.
We are going to Coachella.
Oh, because, bitch, I was thinking about it. I'd rather go to Rolling Loud Thailand.
No, bitch, but you're always like, I'm thinking about it. And then you buy tickets the day of.
I know.
That's
what
we do, girl.
You stay doing that.
We always do that because I'm like, let me be different, bitch. Let me be the same.
And then you get scammed and you act shocked, girl.
Girl, that's Ricky. That's Ricky's the girl that gets scammed, girl.
Girl, do you remember that year?
I know, bitch.
Girl, that shit was insane.
And y'all, I remember that one year, too. Oh, my God, I felt so bad. Because y'all were like in a hotel room. With
we will not speak about that hostile situation, girl.
We were in a room for 5 people.
Oh my God.
I slept in the bed with 2 other people. You slept on that cot, right?
Shut up. I slept in my home.
Girl, that was
it's Miss Girl asking, where you stayed? I said, oh my God, I'm staying at the Western. I think I'm staying at the Western, bitch. We stayed at our Best Western.
Girl. Yeah,
but your living situation last year, top notch. Love.
No, she
That's
was
what
fine.
The girls deserve. That's what you guys deserve.
That was the best.
Girl, I woke up. I said, it was amazing, girl.
And the wristbands were performance.
Girl, the girls went up from VIP, girl.
Girl.
The girls that went up from VIP. That's I can never not have an artist band.
I remember that one year where it was like us three and Maggie. She was the only one that had a performance wristband.
Girl, oh my God.
We were like, yeah, where was it?
They don't give a fuck who you are, girl.
And so, no.
Wristband.
Girl, I didn't even try, girl. I'm like, mm-mm.
No, this year, we definitely need to be on it this year.
Girl.
What do you want to get into this year? Because this year, I just want to go travel more. But this year is going by
fast, bitch.
So fucking fast. We're already in March.
I know, girl. 1 month before Coachella. That's fucking insane.
Go first. I need to know what I'm trying to get into this year.
I want to travel more.
I
want to travel more, get back into my acting bag or whatever. That's about it. But I definitely want to see like more. Like, I'm trying to be in Europe the whole summer.
I wish I was a traveler like y'all. I fucking cannot.
Why?
I was going to say, I want to learn how to cook.
You don't know how to cook?
Not that I don't know how to cook. I think because my whole family, like, they're cooks. Like, we have restaurants. Mm-hmm. I think I should know how to cook better. Mm-hmm. But yeah, but also I feel like it's my self-defense here. I really want to take like boxing classes.
Oh, wow.
Bitch, you know how I like to talk shit, bitch. I need to learn how to back it up.
That's what Ricky was just saying.
Yeah.
Girl, I know that's right, but I got you. So I'm
yeah.
But I'm not a fucking lapdog or a security.
You're not, but I will say I told you, when I'm around you, girls don't ever try me. I can talk my shit right behind them, though.
I feel like no one even like, I feel like finding yourself tacky.
Right, but I wouldn't be able to do it.
Yeah,
but,
like,
you should,
but if you do boxing, you can do it like in the actual right way. It's not giving like messy fighting.
Oh yeah,
fighting,
for
you know?
Sure. I just want to do it so I can post videos of me like fighting, so that people know I fight.
Girl, another lane, girl.
Yeah,
yes.
Literally.
You start making UFC boxers.
Yes, girl.
Gloves.
Yes. Oh my God, and the body, girl.
The body, girl.
Girl.
Imagine they start putting me in like those like YouTuber boxing rings, bitch.
Oh God.
That'd be good.
Would you do one?
I feel like
I mean, it depends who I'm fighting.
Fighting.
Yeah, girl.
I feel like it has to
do
be.
Do not ask me who I should fight.
No, I'm not. But I feel like it should be another beauty bitch.
It should be.
It should be. Tag them down below.
Not tag them.
Who should I fight down below?
Right, no. It should be somebody who, that would be so funny.
That'd be iconic.
That would be cute just for, you know.
Yeah, I hope it's
It'd be like that one episode in iCarly where it was like,
Victoria. That's exactly what I was thinking. That's what we need to get. That's so crazy.
That'd be everything, girl. Girl, I live, girl. Okay, so how long did it take you to get your body like this? Because I definitely want mine to be like this.
Oh my gosh, I don't even look that good right now.
Girl, the body, the back, the abs, the V-line.
Bitch, well, you know, obviously I've always had like a sports background because my...
That's right, you always used to run track,
yeah, and so... honestly, like, right when I'm... I can talk about smoky weed here, right?
Yeah, of course, girl. Bitch, girl. What, hello, girl.
What haven't y'all talked about in here, bitch? We can talk about the how to cook meth. Right. And I know y'all will keep it in.
No, whatchamacallit? You do still smoke, right?
I do. I only smoke, like, at night now. Because you know when we were kids.
Girl. Music again.
It's just me judging y'all the whole time. Smoking back and forth. I'm like, oh, my God.
Girl, you the only bitch. Girl, I couldn't keep up with you, girl.
I know,
Ricky and other. I said, damn, bitch. Fuck.
I don't know how we got away with so many hotels. We used to hotbox so many
everything,
hotel rooms.
Everything, girl. All the time. I'm in a day, girl. Was so it at your apartment? No. It was at the hotel. We ordered Roscoe's.
Girl.
But that shit was
no,
so good.
Not Roscoe's, bitch. You're actually the reason why I'm into chicken and waffles. Wait, was that Roscoe's?
It was Roscoe's.
Okay,
girl.
That's Roscoe's.
A lot
yeah,
of
okay,
said that
Roscoe's.
Girl, in silence, bitch.
Ugh, so fun.
So only at night now.
I try to only smoke at night because I know how weed like drains me. Or like after like a good work day. Like if I know my videos are posted, my videos are pre-filmed, and like, you know, contracts are signed and like I'm clocked out, then I'll smoke. But girl, I can't be smoking like how I used to anymore.
I feel you, girl.
Yeah.
I feel you, girl. I'm trying to
break
it.
Because
I will literally not get anything done.
I feel you.
Yeah.
That's me, though. I remember when I first started smoking weed, I could actually like do a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
But now, girl, if I smoke, I love to take my naps,
yeah,
girl. I love a weed nap, girl.
And you would think like we're like used to it.
Yeah. Oh, no, girl. Not to be out, girl. I'm like, damn. I'll wake and bake. Mm-hmm. And I'll wake up like, oof, girl. 2 p.m. Yeah. Child, the day is halfway gone.
I went to Arizona this weekend, I was like, I had like kind of like a smoke break from the 3 days that I was there because I couldn't find weed.
Mm-hmm.
Bitch, I landed in LA and took one rip of my bong. Bitch, I was paralyzed until like I was literally paralyzed until the next day, bitch.
Oh, girl, I love that feeling though.
I know,
girl. So,
I'm like,
I'm letting you get. Oh, when you got high one time.
I was high by not by choice.
Yeah,
bitch, I took an edible by mistake, and oh,
you drank that lemonade.
I was so thirsty, and my Uber Eats forgot to, you know,
I feel
put
like I
in
saw
it.
You almost like take a hit once, and you did not match with a joint. Like,
it just looks weird. Just
like, I feel like you match with like a wine cup.
Yeah, it was just like, I'd be like, how do I even hold this?
Yeah.
It's just not me. It's just not cute.
Even to like, see you smoke in general, like, but see you smoke hookah, I'm like,
it's just not
me. It just doesn't match your vibe. Yeah.
I'm too classy for that. That's like so below me. You know what I mean? Like, smoking is like not for like classy girls. It's just not me. You're about to turn 25.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Girl.
Bitch, you about to make it over. See, I just turned 25.
Wait, am I the baby here? No.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you are.
You're like a couple months.
Yeah.
Like, okay, yeah.
We don't talk about her.
Yeah.
Her lunar year. The big Miss Auntie.
Girl.
How do you,
midlife crisis, girl.
Right. Literally. No, because I always think Ricky's younger than what he is, but he's not.
A lot of people energetically,
do.
I feel like Ricky's the youngest for sure. Bitch.
Always. He will always be. He will always be the youngest, energetically. Because it's very different, because I talk about this too. Like, just turning 25. Isn't life so different, like, at 20 and 24?
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. There's, like, a major shift when you turn 24. Like, you become, like, an adult, bitch.
Like, 20, I feel like it's still childish.
No, for sure. I still feel like I was 18 when I was, like, even 22. But, like, 24, like, bitch, I feel like my brain shifted. Like, even, like, blenders make me excited now, bitch. Like,
yeah, I'm like, I don't know. I just feel so different.
You feel more grown. I feel like I have more responsibilities.
I love being young. I'm not gonna lie.
I miss being young.
I also miss when people would be like, oh, my God, you're a baby. I miss hearing that. Now I'm like,
Now I'm
the one saying that to people.
I'm like, oof, you're young.
Yeah, you're a child. Yeah.
I loved doing what we was doing like in the, like 16, 17. Life was so good.
Oh, for sure.
Life was so
I'm glad
good.
We did that when we were on our, not prime, but like we had that VidCon days on that part. Because I can't imagine going
we
VidCon
did all
now.
The cool stuff not like when it was time and it was cool and it was fun.
It's
not
the same anymore, girl.
Social media has changed, girl.
Oh my God, girl, trying to go to VidCon party. Studio 71. Studio 71? Yeah, girl.
But
getting
you was there,
under
we was there before when it was Maker, girl. We got into a Maker party, you was there, girl.
Girl, get them wristbands, child.
That is just so insane. Mm-hmm. So crazy.
I feel like me, if I'm femme online, when I'm with brands, they always want to dress me femme. I never can give like a mask look if I want to. So with you, is that different?
I feel like it depends for sure, like on what I'm wearing. Like there's sometimes where like people would like think I'm masked when I'm like, literally, I'm like, bitch, I'm literally wearing a fucking dress. So it's like, sometimes I look awkward, I think.
For real?
But then, like, when people say it works, I'm like, oh, okay. Like, yeah. But also, I feel like I've always kind of, like, carried both energies so well and, like, well-balanced.
So well.
That I don't think about it that much. But, like, something really interesting was, like, does it bother you that people call you a twonk? And I'm like, it's weird because I
feel… What the fuck is that?
Like a hunky twink. Like a mass twink. But I feel like…
Y'all come up with new terminologies every day, girl.
I know.
It's hard to keep up.
That's the internet. And I'm like…
It's called twonk?
Yes, you never heard that.
Like a hunky twink.
Yeah.
And I feel like I still see myself as a twink. I don't know.
I love being a twink, honestly. Yeah. Truly.
That word just creeps me out. I'm sorry.
Twink.
Well, what is your relationship with, like, mask and femme?
Well, okay. I know that I can mess, but I can give both. I feel like when I work with, like, a fashion brand or whatever, and they're like, oh, I'm going to put you in something from our brand or whatever, I'm always getting the bra. You know?
Mm-hmm.
I never get, like, anything. Denzel, why are you laughing?
Because it's so funny.
It happens all the time.
Yeah, I feel like brands just… It's very hard to connect with personalities. So when they don't know you as much of what you put online, they'd be like, okay, she's gay. Maybe she'll, like… They want a gender band. Yeah. They want to make a statement.
All
that's
the time.
What you're into.
And I just have no problem with that. It's just like, I sometimes, you know, want to wear something that's like, you know, a little bit mad.
Yeah, like, do you feel obligated to wear makeup all the time?
Yeah.
Because you really don't wear makeup like how you used to.
No,
anymore.
Not really. Today I'm wearing a lot of makeup, but to be honest with you, I feel like brands know me well enough now that they really just start sending me like the men's options and the women's option all at once because they know I'm gonna ask for the women's option.
So you ask for the women's option?
I think the last time I asked for like a woman's option was like last June.
Mm-hmm.
And now like brands just… I think I'm pretty sure my manager probably put it in my retainer. Like, bitch, give us the man and the woman's
options. That's what
options.
I need to do that, girl. Mm-hmm. I need to… Wow, girlfriend.
And if the brand doesn't send you, you know, like the woman's clothing, then that just tells you a lot more about the brand. And, you know?
I want to give… Because I feel like with you, you know how to mix it together very well.
Yeah, like I can wear a women's top and like men's shorts and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's because I'm built like a man sometimes. Like
both
like,
of you guys are.
Yes. Girl, the shoulders.
The shoulders. Yes, girl.
The back, girl. The back is
I don't know why
big,
I think I'm petite sometimes and the shoulder will never go through. I'm like,
girl, right, girl? Ooh, girl. When I try the women's clothes, girl, I really, you know, mm-hmm. Hey, I'm a big body.
But I think it's more just like finding what fits and it. I just don't want to look like a strong girl.
Girl, right. You do it so well. Like, you have, like,
no, I don't
want to
look like a strong girl. I just always ask that because like it's just different. Like everybody in the space, so just, especially like with fashion and the whole Fashion Week stuff. Are you into the whole Fashion Week? Because you was doing it. You pick one to choose.
Oh, I love Fashion Week. I think I just love, like, bitch, I'm a Leo, obviously. Anytime an excuse to, like, look good and be seen, I'm there.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also so interesting how tiring that shit is. Because if you think about it, we're, like, adults just playing dress up all day and catching shows, like, running around New York, you know? And I'm like, but it's so draining. Like,
I cannot do that again.
Never again. I'll never do fashion.
I can do it, but I need to be,
yeah.
Like,
so, as, like, specific. That's why I ask you, like, bitch, how is it, like, as a fucking designer?
On the designer side, it's different. Like, I had just had my first show on Fashion Week, and it's just a lot. Like, I got to New York, like, a week before my show. And even my show, you was there. I started an hour late. Shit still wasn't ready. It's just too much. And then, also, too, when you're, like, the boss, everything goes through you. And it's just so overwhelming. How many times I broke down backstage. It's like,
Denzel, you broke down?
I was like, girl, Denzel, we need this. Oh, we need this. Need this. And then I'm trying this new thing where I'm not doing everybody's jobs. Because I feel like I do that in my life a lot. Because I...
You do.
People around don't know what the fuck to do when I tell them to do something, so I get pissed. So I'm like, damn, I hate micromanaging when I'm paying somebody to do something. You should do your job and not me do it for you.
Yeah.
So it was just a lie. And after it was done, I said, woof, then I have my pop-up shop. And it was really more so a market day for, like, press and buyers. Then I had to do that. It was just a whole lot of situation. Mind you, I feel like what was so draining about me doing my first show was that I paid for everything. Usually everybody... Oh, thank you.
I was by noise, and
I feel like that's what it is, because usually when I start doing my research to do all these brands, it's like, okay, we partnered with these people to help you do this, da da da. And like for like my actual show, I didn't partner with anybody. Like,
that's good. It was, though. I'm so glad.
It's good, but like,
wow.
Girl,
that's even more impressive.
That's better,
and a lot of money goes into like the so much money goes into like a 10-minute, 15-minute show,
for sure.
And it's just insane. And like I've learned a lot. It's cute. Did my first show, but I'm drained. I'm tired. I'm
so
tired.
So are you gonna do that from now on?
What?
Are you gonna like just pull it out of your pocket from now on?
No.
But also, you afraid? I heard like with investors, they can mess around. Like, they get money. We have decide like if this what we want.
Yeah. Right? Like when I get my investors and you know stuff is in the talks and hopefully next Faction Week. I mean, I'm gonna have a show regardless of that, but I would love if it's not from my pocket.
You get that?
Because my mind and my brain and what I really want. I'm sorry. You know, I love. I need set design. I need this. I need that. Yeah, I need a whole moment. But it was good. I did it myself. But Fashion Week as a designer is so different. And also to go into fashion shows as a designer is different. That's your show.
Yeah,
like it's different.
I thought I know designers actually go to other fashion shows. If I was a designer, I wouldn't.
I do.
It depends on you. Like, if you like my close friends, I relate to you.
Yeah.
Oh,
like,
wow.
Giving, like,
so you were, like, attending shows, too?
No, I only attend. I didn't attend anything.
Yeah.
I didn't attend anything. I got invited to some, but it wasn't because... It was because I was working on my show. If I had my show before then, and yeah, I had my show, like, the second to last day of Fashion Week. So then the last day, I was already tired.
So
and I was mad that I missed shows. I just went to the parties. But even though, like... I mean, it was different. I'd be, like, going to Fashion Weeks, like, wearing myself, like, head to toe is weird. Like, fashion event.
I love it, girl. Look at this.
I love it. I
remember, you the first sketch, girl. Like, wow, girl.
Yeah, I like
I was there waiting for it to drop,
girl. We've been waiting, girl.
And it was crazy is because, what you would call it, I like it, too, because after other Fashion Weeks, I had, like, some certain designers, like, we see you. I said, oh, I love that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Cute. Designers like, I see you, Miss Fashion. I said, thank you.
Girl, take your love flowers,
that.
Girl.
I said, yeah. But, you know, it's just so crazy because y'all was there, like, when I first started my brand. You saw the backlash I got?
Girl.
You see the backlash I got? When I, so it's just it's cute to see. It's
I mean, the
life.
First drop was everything, too.
Oh, no, I love it. But
you debut like that?
It's just hard when people, like, all of us, when you start as an influencer, people only see you as that. Like, when you try to do something bigger, it's like, bitch, you can't do that. You need to... Yeah. Only market to us. You know what I'm trying to say?
I love that you also like are such a one-man team because I remembered when I ordered from your first collection and you saw that I moved houses. I thought customer service were going to call me, bitch. It was Denzel. I was like, what's your new address?
I said, what's your address? I'm doing my shit myself. And it's just also too with that. It's just a lot. But when you get stuff focused and, you know, get the team and situation, stuff starts flowing. But fashion is a lot. And it's a lot of money.
What was your favorite thing that you sent down the runway besides those? Like, of course.
Oh, my... there were so many things that didn't make it, which is fine.
Excuse me.
I know. Wow.
I know. There were so many things that didn't make it that I could have put it in. I was just like, I didn't have enough models. And I was just like, I should just save this and not put too much out. I just loved my, I loved my backless blazer. I loved my lambskin situation. I loved the sparkle, the sequins, the all black, the black and red.
The dress, girl.
It was just a lot.
Tika about talk about the dress.
Which one? The one with
the... The girl, I'm sorry. When that dress really hit the runway, I...
You like it?
Wait, which dress? Is it the blue?
Bitch, that was that. Oh my god, bitch.
I literally was
gooped. Denzel, that dress?
Girl.
Oh my god.
The girl's lips for that.
With the blue and then the sheer black.
Girl, it was a gas. He said, like, girl, it was okay. Like, when your show started, we said, okay, with the jackets. And that I said, wait a minute. Whoa, bitch.
That's crazy. Thank you.
Also, because, like, the blue at the time, I only saw pictures, but, like, when I was scrolling, it was, like, a lot of black and reds, and then the blue happened. I was like, whoa.
What type of fur is that?
It's lamb.
Wow.
Mongolian.
No, bitch, that dressed everything.
Thank you.
Girl.
So, it is what it is, girl. I'm tired, but we here. And I feel like all of us is good, though, too. Like, we're at this age because we're setting ourselves up for, you know, I feel like the 30s is when we have... The 30s is, like, when we're, like, it.
I know.
Like, when you look at now, you look like the Nickys, like, Beyonce, Rihanna, like...
It's on their 30s.
Mm-hmm. The 30s is really... Like, 20s is still learning. You're still laying down the foundation. But 30s, you really get to, like, live, I feel like.
I also love that we really just got to watch each other, like, grow and,
right?
Like...
Everything.
From every app.
Everything.
From Vine, Instagram, YouTube.
Everything,
girl.
Oh, I love y'all.
And now we're in.
Not I love y'all.
I love y'all.
I hate a girl like
y'all.
This, girl.
I do. It makes you, like, so happy. Because, girl, we could have... One of us could have fallen or all of us could have fallen, but we still here.
You know what's so crazy, Ricky? We have not seen your face this whole time.
I know. And you don't need to...
Wait, why? I feel like we just literally didn't even address it.
Right. I'm over here just looking at Mickey's like, oh, I love you. I'm looking at his fucking mouth. I'm like, bitch, excuse me. What? Yeah,
it's like around. The Claremont twins when you guys have them.
Yes, that's how I wanted to give today. My hair is not done. My face, I need a facial. And I look rough. And I said, I know you're going to be giving this. So I said, I got to put my mask on, child. I know you said, I'm here.
I love it. Is it Margiela? It looks Margiela.
No, it's Rick.
Oh, sorry.
It's Rick.
Alrighty, you guys. When we come back, we are going to be, you know, talking about my favorite segment, What's Your Jam?
Yeah.
And we're back. So, what is your jam? My favorite segment. So, Brad, what are you bumping to?
Have you guys talked about the SZA album yet?
We did. We can still talk about her again.
Yeah. Besides the SZA album, I love the SZA album. I'm trying to learn Ice Spice's verse on Boys Are Liar 2.
Girl, it's so hard.
I'm trying to learn.
I'm trying to learn. It's like, I've been trying to play it.
Grab my da-da-da.
Yeah. Da-da-da. He say that I'm good enough.
Yeah.
My
Ricky, what you bumping to?
What am I bumping to? Girl, I'm to my girl, Miss Tyler. I kept up with that girl.
Oh, Tyler. Tyler.
Is
she's
she Nigerian?
I don't know.
Yeah, her. Miss Tyler. Honestly, people said it's like, they said it's like new Rihanna, whatever, but she's so fat.
I heard people say the new somebody. There's no new Rihanna.
Right, I know. People say it, but that's what I saw. But I feel like I like the way she's doing her career right now. It's very fab. It's very cute. So check out Miss Tyler.
Oh, y'all know for me, y'all not gonna get nothing new. I listen to the same thing. I'm still bumping this.
Your Daily Mix One?
Daily Mix One, and it's all SOS.
Yeah.
That's what I work out
what
to.
What is your favorite SOS song?
You know, it's changed so much. Every time it changes, like first.
Same.
Like now, I love Snooze. Yeah.
I wish I had somebody sing Snooze.
Right? I love Smoking on My Ex. Like every song just changes for me.
I love that. I love Conceited and Low.
I love Conceited. Yeah. Ricky didn't like Conceited, but I like it.
It wasn't my favorite.
And Low is cute.
You know, mine is Low. Gone Girl. Yeah. I relate to that song so much, girl.
That's an album that I really play.
Yeah, girl.
I do skip like three songs, but that's like the songs I heard before, like the snippets. Like I always skip like Shirt or like
I've heard the last songs.
Because I've already outplayed them.
For sure.
Yeah, but like all the new material, I'm into.
It's everything.
I love F2F for some reason.
Oh my god,
girl, me too.
I fuck you guys. I miss you.
it's giving like Camp Rock.
Yes, okay, I love it. I feel like I'm a Freaky Friday. Like I love that song.
Like a teeny rock.
And I also do like the song with Phoebe Bridgers. I wasn't into it, but I don't know. Like
conversation.
Yes, girl. Yes. I'm sorry. She did her big one with that.
She did.
And she better be winning Grammys. I'm sorry. If it's getting snubbed this year again.
No. Do you think it's better than Control? Because a lot of people have hard time, like...
Come on.
I would say...
I'm with you.
Do I think it's better than Control?
People love Control so much!
Girl, that album...
Girl, that was also such a pinnacle moment in my life. That album takes me back to, like, such a good place.
Girl.
But, I mean, that doesn't mean SOS is not, like...
I just always ask which of people... But people's... I personally think that I like way more songs to SOS than Control. But Control is just, I'm sorry.
It's the way how it just flows.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Control, though, nothing will ever take it. Like, the fact that I still bump the album now is insane.
Sure. I would
pay to just, like, listen to it for the first time again. Even the SOS album, like, ugh. Do you guys have albums that you're like, I wish I could listen to this for the first time again? Because I do that with Blonde.
Oh, mine, I said, I feel like Anti on me.
You think Anti? Oh. I think Renaissance, I want to hear like for the first time. When I heard it for the first time, bitch, I was like, oh, wow.
Ricky loved it.
Yes! Oh,
are you going to go to the tour?
Girl, I know you guys are.
We want to go to like the one like in London or Paris.
Is it
one
in Hawaii?
Do the girls even perform
in Hawaii? I can't
even
get y'all in Hawaii. How am I going to get Beyonce in Hawaii?
I was going to say, do the girls perform in Hawaii?
No. The last like big performer that we had was Bruno Mars and Cardi B, and that was pre-pandemic.
Damn. So no one goes to Hawaii?
Mm-mm. I mean, Kehlani comes all the time, but it's like, we don't have like an arena.
Okay, that makes
sense. We have like a stadium, like a football stadium, but not necessarily like an arena.
Y'all really operate like a different country.
Yeah, y'all do.
We do.
Oh my God, I do want to go one time.
I do. I need just a moment.
Yes. You do. They're there. I mean, Tenzel.
They're there, right?
Girl, they're there. They're home.
I need to go home.
I need to find one. Are they hard to find?
Girl, they're everywhere.
You have to go
there. Do they have something like, to play, right?
I can introduce you to a couple of Cleo's fucking uncles, girl.
What's nah, girl? Yes! Yeah,
my niece is Samoan, so she got uncles, girl.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I'm trying to go to Samoa.
Oh, that's what I want. All right, girl. Oh. Well, guys, what an amazing episode with our girl, Brad Mack.
It was a time. We talked about everything. Memory lane. Literally. The future.
My book.
Yes. Is there anything else you want to say about your book?
No, not really. I think I said everything. You guys can buy it on Barnes & Noble, anywhere you buy books, but I recommend the Audible version.
I know that's right. Yes. Well, Brad, we love you, girl.
We love you.
I love you guys.
Well, that was it. I'm Denzel Dion.
And I'm Ricky Thompson.
And this is We Said What We Said. Only on Spotify.
Bye.
Aloha.
Our podcast comes out every Tuesday. Be sure to hit that follow button on Spotify so you never miss an episode. This has been We Said What We Said, only on Spotify.